This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected Israeli warplanes bombed Iran's embassy in Syria on Monday, and Tehran said 7 military advisors were killed, including 3 senior commanders. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The target, according to Iranian state media, was top Revolutionary Guards commander Mohammad Reza Zahedi. He had been a senior commander in Iran's elite Quds Force, the Corps' overseas arm, according to the guards. Iran's ambassador to Syria, Hossein Akbari, said Tehran's response would be harsh. Syria's foreign minister condemned the attack. Its state media cited a military source saying Israel launched the attack from the occupied Golan Heights and that its air defense system shot down some of the missiles. The strike appeared to signal an escalation in Israel's war against Iran's regional proxies.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. An Israeli government spokesperson on Monday praised the 2-week military operation inside Gaza's largest hospital complex as a victory over the Hamas Islamist group designated by the U.S. as terrorists.
The gold standard for urban warfare.
Hamas and medics deny any armed presence in hospitals. The Hamas-run Gaza media office said Israeli forces killed 400 Palestinians around Al-Shifa, including a woman doctor and her son, also a doctor, and put the medical facility out of function. The United States said Monday it had expressed concerns to Israel about its planned offensive in Rafah in the Gaza Strip, and Israel had pledged to take concerns into account. The two sides had a, quote, constructive engagement on Rafah, the White House said in a statement. This is VOA News. The open arms boats carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza has been sighted off the coast of the enclave, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The vessels and a barge left a port in Cyprus, carrying enough to prepare more than 1 million meals from items like rice, pasta, flour, legumes, canned vegetables and proteins, according to the World Central Kitchen Charity. Also on board are dates, traditionally eaten to break the daily fast during the holy month of Ramadan. The UN and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. But aid officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow far more in by road. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A person in the United States is recovering from bird flu after being exposed to dairy cattle, officials said Monday amid rising concern over the current global strain of the virus. Experts are worried about the increasing number of mammals infected and its potential for spread between mammals, even as cases among humans remain highly rare. Shares of former U.S. President Donald Trump's social media firm plunged on Monday after the company reported a net loss of more than $58 million last year. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
The disclosure comes just days after a flashy stock market debut when shares of the parent company of social media platform Truth Social had risen. Trump Media and Technology Group said in a filing that it had generated revenue of just $4.1 million in 2023. It also said management had, quote, substantial doubt the company would have enough money to meet its financial liabilities as they come due. The company, which trades under the ticker symbol DJT, said it expects to incur operating losses and negative cash flows for the foreseeable future as it works to expand its user base and attract more platform partners and advertisers.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. The eastern U.S. state of Maryland has opened a temporary channel on the northeast side of the collapsed Baltimore Bridge, allowing vessel traffic around the container ship stuck at the disaster site, Governor Wes Moore said on Monday. Recovery teams were working on opening a second temporary channel, Moore said. The Port of Baltimore shipping channel has been blocked since a fully loaded container ship lost power and collided with a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge last Tuesday, killing 6 road workers. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Baltimore on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey.